This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The ACLU of Massachusetts today filed suit in district court against the FBI and U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz in an effort to learn more about the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force.
That Joint Terrorism Task Force is at the center of the investigation of the Boston Marathon bombing. And it might know something about the death of Ibrahim Todashev, who was shot dead as he was being questioned by members of the Boston FBI office last year in Florida. Todashev was an acquaintance of the alleged bomber, Tamerlan Tsarnaev.
WBUR's David Boyer is here to give us the story behind this lawsuit and its connection to the Boston bombing case. Hi there, David.
Hi, Magda.
So, David, the ACLU says it wants more information about the Joint Terrorism Task Force. What information are they exactly looking for, and what does it have to do with the bombings and the death of Todashev?
They're looking for what happened in Florida, where Todashev was interviewed, but they're really looking at the JTTFs, what they do, how they do it, how many cases they have, and a lot of assorted information that they say they're entitled to.
Okay, so how much do we actually know at this point in time about the powers that the JTTF has?
They're very powerful entities, Meg. And by the way, I should say that these are groups of their federal agents, their state, their local cops. The FBI loves to call them their partners, who operate under this umbrella of the FBI. They operate under in every FBI field office in Massachusetts, by the way. There are about 20 or so state troopers, I'm told, among others who are working there. And they're much more powerful since 2008, where the new guidelines issued by the FBI, and I'm reading from the suit here, the FBI and the JTTFs may open assessments on individuals without any factual indication of wrongdoing or threat of national security. What that means, Magda, is that they can employ informants, unlimited physical surveillance, interviews with false pretenses, according to the lawsuit. And we've been told that in 2011, there were 1,000 assessments done by JTTF in Massachusetts.
Okay, interesting. So, David, as Anthony said in the introduction here, there were members of the Boston FBI office in Florida questioning Ibrahim Todashev. And, of course, he ended up dead during that questioning. But do we know how the JTTF was involved in that case?
The ACLU wants to find out what happened and why the Massachusetts state troopers were there and all the details that they say have not been released that raise all sorts of questions. From my reporting in Florida, I can tell you that in that room was an FBI agent when Todashev was questioned. There was an FBI agent present, a member of the JTTF, two state cops, one of whom was with the Middlesex District Attorney's Office, who was conducting an interview into three murders in Waltham that are not federal jurisdiction, they're state jurisdiction. So here you have the JTTF, which is involved in terrorism activities, federal jurisdiction, along with a state trooper with a Massachusetts jurisdiction and another state trooper with them, and it's a muddle that they'd like to sort out.
Okay, and I guess this muddle, as you said, takes us also back to that Waltham triple murder, which I guess at first glance should just be a strictly state issue, but it's not.
Well, what happened here, just very briefly, is when Tamerlan Tsarnaev was killed, an investigation of his phone revealed a phone number, and he had made a call down to an associate in Florida, that is Todashev. The next day, Todashev is on the ground surrounded by six members of the JTTF in Orlando. During the course of the month, they explored him for connections, conspiracy involving the bombing, and eventually they turned to the state crimes in Massachusetts, the triple homicide. That night, he shot, killed by the FBI agent.
Okay. So, David, just to be clear, this lawsuit that the ACLU has filed doesn't actually claim any wrongdoing. They're just seeking information through the Freedom of Information Act.
Right. Information about what they call this shadowy operation, the JTTF, and they want to know more about the Todashev shooting and the involvement of the state troopers. They approached the U.S. attorney, Carmen Ortiz, and she did not respond to them. They went to the FBI. They haven't gotten a response that they say they deserve. They say they're entitled to those documents, so they're filing suit.
Okay, David, and before we wrap up, while we've got you, I just want to ask you a quick question about other news today regarding the bombing investigation, because one of the things that came out of congressional hearings in Washington yesterday was that the Russians may have not shared all they knew about Tamerlan Tsarnaev with the United States, I guess, before the day of the Boston bombing. And, of course, Boston police have complained that the FBI didn't share information with them either through exactly the Joint Terrorism Task Force that we've been talking about.
We're seeing a back and forth here, almost a circular firing squad of who's responsible. The FBI yesterday got some ground when it was determined that the Russians had not told them key information. On the other hand, there are those that say the FBI, having been apprised by the FSA of Russia that there was somebody they should look at, dropped the ball. And of course, the Boston police and the commissioner of the Boston police said that the Russians told the FBI more than the FBI told the city of Boston and the police. So you have this back and forth. It's going to be a long time, and everybody has a stake in this, and they're all pointing in another direction.
WBUR senior reporter David Boyer. David, thanks as always.
You're welcome.